Hello, hello, it's Silly and Sissy, your favorite auntie. Welcome to the Silly and Sissy Show. We welcome you. Patty cake, baker's man. Patty cake, baker's man. Bake it, roll it, and put it in the oven for baby and me. It's Silly and Sissy, and I'm welcoming you to my show. I'm so glad to see you. Thanks for joining us today. Isn't it a wonderful day? Well, guys, I have some stories to tell you, and it's been a while. We are finishing up chapter 10, and if you remember, it was on chapter 9, and they were in the camp, and the deers had stolen food for them. So let's go on to Potato Camp, Chapter 10. It's better to, and then we will talk adventures with Silly Aunt Sissy. Everybody has adventures, whether it's going on trips around the world, in the neighborhood, or across the state, to grandmas, to aunties, to uncles, to your friends. Even just going into another room, that can be an adventure. Thanks, guys, for listening, and let's get to story time, where there's always an adventure in story time. It's better to lose the food, Chapter 10, Potato Camp. It's better to lose the food than the tents, isn't it? Joe asked Jesse. It certainly is, answered Joe, feeding the fire. We will get along all right for one night. This rain will stop as suddenly as it began. I think by tomorrow morning we can get back on the lake. Jesse thought that out. Does that mean we must have dinner and supper and breakfast here, Joe? Joe winked at her. Right, he said. But I guess we won't have much breakfast. Let's eat half the potatoes for dinner and the rest for supper, said Jesse, thinking. But we have no butter and no salt, just potatoes. Well, better than nothing, Jess, said Henry, looking at his sister. You always make the best of things. Now, let's get lots of wood. We can't get much wetter. Then when we do get dry, we won't have to go out in the rain again. By the time the potatoes were done, there was a big pile of wood in Joe's tent, and there were 6 hungry men sitting by the fire with a long stick. Joe and Henry pulled the potatoes out of the fire. 2 each, said Jessie. She gave them out. That is it. She rolled 2 potatoes to each one. Now let's put the canned milk in the water pail with some spring water. What a dinner, cried Benny. I don't like canned milk, and when I'm home, but it tastes all right here. It was certainly queer not to have any dishes except the water pail and milk cans. But even as the wind kept on blowing and the rain kept on falling, everyone was very happy to have tin cups and a water pail. We are pretty lucky to have anything to eat. If you haven't found the bag, Benny, we wouldn't be eating now. The children opened the hot potatoes with sticks. They ate them with small sticks. Awfully hot, aren't they? Said Henry, burning his fingers. But aren't they delicious? We have to eat slowly this time, said Joe. Make them last as long as you can. No dishes to wash, said Benny. Too bad we lost the funny little baker. Then Joe said, let me tell you just what we have to do, children. Everyone looked up and listened. This is a very long lake, as you see, said Joe. But if we start early every morning, early tomorrow morning, too, we ought to get to the end of the trip before noon. Where do we come out? Joe asked Jesse. Well, we came out in a very small village, answered Joe. When I was here, there were only a few houses and a store. What is the name of the place? Asked Henry. Oh, I don't think it has any real name, said Joe, thinking. They just call it Old Village. Most of it is very old. Only 1 or 2 houses were built when the Indians lived here. After we get to Old Village, you don't know what to go next? Asked Benny. No, I don't. That's the end of Bear Trail. Well, never mind, said Henry. Something is sure to happen. We may find the tin box or even Bill. I can hardly wait to find clues. Joe did not answer. He was thinking, I do wish we had saved some of our fish from yesterday, said Jesse. We had enough left to go with our potatoes for supper. That's all right, said Jesse, taking his last drink of milk. I'm not hungry at all. They all laughed. That's because you have just eaten your dinner. You'll be hungry again at supper time, and then again at breakfast. Okay, said Benny. Then I suppose we'll really starve without any breakfast at all. Not quite, said Alice, smiling at the boy. The wind was still blowing, and the rain still came down. The children put sticks on the fire and drank the spring water in the pail. Jesse had washed out the tin cans, and they drank water because the milk was all gone. After a supper of potatoes, they were all glad to go to bed. They were still hungry, but they were warm and dry. From his tent, Joe called goodnight to the girls. Then he said, notice the wind? What's the matter with the wind, Joe? Said Benny, sitting up. Oh, I see what you mean. There isn't any. That's right, said Joe, laughing. It has stopped blowing. Tomorrow will be a fine day, I think. Just you wait and see. But Benny sat up again. He called out, hey, Jesse. What do you want, Benny? Jesse called back. Let's call this potato camp, because we didn't eat anything here but potatoes. After that, the children always called it potato camp. Chapter 11, Old Village. Let's do one more chapter. What do you say, boys and girls? The next day was fine, just as Joe had said. It was so fine that the children could hardly believe there had been such a storm. But how hungry they were. No breakfast today, Joe called in a loud voice. Think you can take it? Oh, sure, said Benny. But I hope we can have some dinner. Well, I think we can, said Joe. We surely found something to eat when we'll surely find something to eat when we get to Old Village. That's where we'll find Bill, said Benny happily. Henry and Alice started with the wheel to take down the tents. Violet and Benny began to roll up their blankets, but Joe did nothing. He sat down on the log and seemed to be thinking, this is not like Joe at all. Let him alone, said Alice quietly to the children. Just go on packing. He'll soon help, too. But Joe didn't begin to pack. Instead, he called them all to stop packing and come down for a minute. I want you all to understand why I took you way up here. Maybe for nothing, Benny just said. That's where we'll find Bill. No, I really don't think we'll find Bill. I never thought so. I think Bill must have died long ago. The boss at the lumber camp said he'd never heard of him. Mr. Long and Mr. Hill hadn't either, and they both had been around many years. Joe stopped and smiled at Benny. Then he went on, I really don't think we'll find the tin box either. Why are you telling us all this? Joe asked Violet in a gentle voice. Are you afraid we'll be disappointed? You're exactly right, said Joe quickly. He looked at his little cousin. I don't want you to be disappointed because you can't solve the mystery. When we get to Old Village, I don't know what to do next. I thought maybe we might get a clue to the tin box, but we may not. I don't care, shouted Benny. I've had enough fun just camping, even if we don't find Bill. Oh, yes, we've all had some fun, Joe, said Jesse. Joe's face brightened. Did you really? He asked. Even if we don't really find a thing? I hope so. That's why I brought you so far. I thought we'd have fun anyway. Don't you worry any more, Joe, said Henry. Camping is the thing we like to do best in all the world. It makes us think of the boxcar days. It really does make us think of the boxcar days. Yepper doodle dandy. And last summer on Surprise Island. But you don't mind if we still look for clues, do you? Mine? No, said Joe. I expect to look for clues myself. Just don't be disappointed, that's all. Then Joe hurried around and began to pack with a will. This time the children were glad he set see a smile on his face. We'll paddle faster today, he told them, because we're so hungry. We can't see Old Village from here because the lake turns, but we ought to get there by noon. Into the canoes went the things again, and into the canoes went the six people. Off they went on the last part of their long journey. They paddled for a long time. All at once, Benny asked, Joe, What would happen if I put a great ghost fly in a line and threw it in the water behind the canoe? Well, said Joe, smiling, you might lose your rod, and then again you might catch a fish. He was delighted to give Benny something to do. Then the boy would not feel so hungry. I'm going to try it, said Benny. This time he put on the fly right. Then he threw the line out behind the canoe. Swish! What are you trying to do? Break your rod? Shouted Henry from the other canoe. No, called Benny. I'm fishing. On they went. Benny was watching his line for a while. Suddenly Henry shouted, there goes your rod! Benny jumped and caught it just as it was about to slide out of the canoe. Boy, you've got a big one, cried Joe, stopping to look around. Pull him in slowly, Ben. Don't you lose him. Don't get excited, whatever you do. Violet smiled. Joe was excited as Benny. How the big fish did fight to get away. But Benny pulled him carefully and slowly brought him to the side of the canoe. Want me to help, young fella? Asked Joe. Please, said Benny. He was afraid he would lose the big fish. Joe leaned out and pulled it quickly into the canoe. A big lake trout, and a beauty, he cried. He will feed us all. Too bad you didn't catch him yesterday. Isn't that always the way, cried Benny. We starved yesterday, and now just as we get near a store, we catch a fish. Never mind, said Joe. We'll eat him yet. He took up his paddle again. It was almost noon when they went around the lot. The last look. Then they could see a road that came right down to the beach from Old Village. Here we are at the end of the boat, Bear Trail, Alice said, laughing, and we have found neither Clue nor Bill. Joe, aren't you excited now? Excited, yes I am, said Joe. I'm hungry, too. Look ahead at the beach. See the man waiting to meet us? Someone always meets canoes. Joe and Henry paddled faster without knowing it. Soon the canoe slid up on the beach. The man helped pull up the canoes. Hello, strangers, he said, taking the bear trail trip. Yes, said Joe. Right now we're looking for some place to eat. These children are almost starved. Is there any place to eat in Old Village? Oh, yes, sir, said the man. I run it myself. I call it Jim's place. I'm Jim Carr. I'll cook you anything you want. Bacon, ham, deer, hamburger. Oh, hamburger, cried Benny. I want a hamburger. So do I, laughed Jesse. Jim laughed, too. Leave your things, he said. Nobody will take them. My place is right up on the road. The children saw it at once. There was a board over the place saying in black letters, Jim's place. They all walked down the road toward it. I suppose most of the campers eat with you, said Joe. Right, said Jim. They stay overnight sometimes. Then they go back to Mr. Long's store by road. We may do that, said Joe. Jim's place was the biggest house in Old Village. As they went in, they looked around. Everything was very clean. There were three tables and a delicious smell of onions in the air. I won't be long, said Jim. Sit down and make ourselves at home. Hamburger and onions and potatoes for everybody. They sat down and looked at each other. They could hardly wait. Soon Jim came in with big white plates filled with hot food. Eat all you want, he said. More in the kitchen. I just made two apple pies. Maybe I can find some cheese to go with it. Everyone began to eat. Never did food seem so good to the hungry children. You see, we don't have any breakfast, Benny said to Jim. Jim laughed. That's really true, said Joe. We got caught in the rain and lost most of our food. Too bad, said Jim. He went into the kitchen to get a pie. Soon a whole pie had disappeared and also some fine yellow cheese he had found. Oh, I do feel better, cried Violet. I'm ready for anything. Glad to hear it, said Henry. You do look a little better, he said, looking at her. Then Alice said to Joe, we ought to stay in Old Village for one night anyway. I think Violet ought to sleep in a bed in a house. You can do that all right, and answered Jim Carr with a laugh. You see that little old house across the street? I don't really own it, but I'll take care of it. It's been empty for many years. When campers want to stay overnight, I let them use it. I bought a lot of folding cots. The campers don't seem to mind sleeping three in a room. Jessie stopped to count. We wouldn't either, she said. Right, said Alice with a smile at Jessie. You and Violet and I in one room, and Joe and Henry and Benny in another. There are two rooms, said Jim. Three with the kitchen. Henry said, my, everything is working out swell. Isn't it, Joe? Is there anything interesting to see in Old Village, Jim? Oh, yes. Some people go hunting for deer and moose. Then there's an old hermit over in the woods. Lives all alone. People like to catch sight of him. He looks so queer with his long white beard. Then there are Indians up the road. They make baskets to sell. People always go and watch him make baskets when they stop over. Oh, let's go up and see the Indians, said Jessie. Do they mind? Are they old? No, they don't mind. They like it. Yes, one of them is very old. He has lived there all his life, loves to talk. Ho-hum, said Benny, looking at Henry. That's what I want to say, too, said Henry softly to Benny. You mean the old Indian might give us a clue? Maybe, said Benny, smiling to himself. Henry paid for the dinner, and they all went off. Up the road. Joe, Jessie said excitedly, maybe this old Indian has heard of Bill long ago. We can ask him. Soon they could see an Indian girl sitting in the steps of an old house making a basket. My cousin, she doesn't, my, doesn't she work fast, said Alice. See her fingers fly. I wish I could learn to do that, said Violet. You can, I will teach you, said the Indian girl, who had heard every word. It's not as hard as at all. See, I have just started this basket. See, I go in and out over and over and over with this sweet grass. The girl walked slowly so that Violet could see what she did. Soon she held out the basket. You try it now, she said. Violet took the basket and soon her clever fingers were going in and out over and over, just as the Indian girl had done. Wonderful, Violet, said Alice. You can do everything with your fingers. You can do anything with your fingers. Yes, you can, said Henry, smiling. Then he thought surely Benny would say something about his sister Violet, as they always did. He looked round, but Benny was nowhere to be seen. Oh, where's Benny, he called. Benny! Benny! Shouted Joe as loud as he could, but there was no answer. Benny had disappeared. Oh, no! A Hunt for Benny, Chapter 12. Oh, no! Will that lead to Bill? What will happen? Oh, dear. Stay tuned. We'll find out tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Silly Aunt Sissy's Radio Theater. And it's been a lot of fun and story time. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for tomorrow's adventure. Bye! From your favorite auntie.